At the tender age of 21, with a $500 investment, our guest opened her own makeup shop that catered to multicultural women in her hometown of Houston, Texas. 14 years later, she launched the first Black-owned clean makeup brand carried by a major beauty specialty realtor. Oh my gosh, you are going to love this guest's startup stories and advice. Get ready and stay tuned for the Start of Life live show. Let's glow, everyone. Hello and welcome to the Start of Life live show. I'm your host, Andy Lyons, 4 times founder and startup champion to founders around the world. And after raising 4 businesses of my own, oh yeah, I know what you're going through every single day. 1 minute you're popping the champagne and the next minute you're crying into it. Or like I like to say, you're sleeping like babies at night, right? Waking up every few hours, tossing and turning, maybe even crying. Oh my gosh, I am in awe and wonder of you and your startup journey. It takes a lot of courage to get out there and take a dream and make it into a reality and manage all those parts and pieces as it's growing. And that's why I'm so grateful you carved out time to tune in to the Startup Life live show. Because as you do better, that's right, you're going to up your founder game here listening to this, and your startup will do better. There's nothing that prepares you for this seat as a founder. I mean, there's no courses you can take for when you are driving a business forward every single day. So hearing other founder stories will help you go, oh, that's what I can do. You know, sparks ideas and solutions to the many problems that you are facing. If you are watching today from YouTube, be sure to share your subscribe love and click that little bell icon there. And to receive an alert whenever I post a new show, come on over to the Startup Life Live meetup group. That way you'll get a deep dive into each guest's background and a little bit of information about their journey and the advice that they'll be sharing to help you on your founder journey. I want to do a quick shout out to one of my favorite platforms that really helps founders raise capital. It's called Scroobius, Scroobius.com. It's a human first fundraising experience. You get 15% off their pricing when using the promo code Andy15. And this group will help you pull together your pitch in a way that you never even thought was possible. They have figured out how to do it. It's an amazing support group. Plus, you get to have conversations with the only other people on the planet that understand what you're going through, another founder. Your loved ones can sit there and go, okay, But nobody really understands like another founder. So be sure to check out Scroobius.com, founded by the amazing fab female founder, Allison Byers. So I have a little bit of Andylicious advice for you today for your founder journey. And here's what I want to share. You know, this journey is difficult and challenging and occasionally annoying, okay? And as difficult and challenging as annoying these challenges can be, they reveal your brilliance. And this is the best part of the founder journey, because without these challenges, you would never discover the depth of your capabilities, nor the sense of rich fulfillment those discoveries provide. And you know what I'm talking about when you're, you know, chewing on that problem and just, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then you figure it out. It's like, Eureka, you're a winner. It's the best feeling in the world. So my advice, my Andylicious advice to you is, when the challenges are causing you to feel hashtag why bother, take them by the hand, thank them for the gifts that they are, and tell them, I got this. And this quick visualization and conversation with your challenges will help dilute their impact on your emotional and mental well-being and kind of free you up to be more of an observer on your business versus taking everything so personally. And I have to tell you, this little conversation works really well for those fears and doubts too. So little Andylicious advice for you to think about and lighten up on yourself. All right. Don't be so judgmental and don't, you know, stop the self-recrimination. You know, you've never done this before. This journey is brand new for you, no matter what stage you're at. You know, you nailed that startup stage and the next stage is going to present even more challenging problems. So be gentle with yourself, okay? All right, so I am so excited to introduce our guest to you. Let me share. It's the phenomenal Kim Roxy. As I said earlier, at the age of 21, with a $500 investment, she opened her own makeup shop that catered to multicultural women in her hometown of Houston, Texas. And after running her shop for 14 years, Kim launched Lamique Beauty in 2020 as an e-commerce clean beauty company, making Lamique the first Black-owned clean makeup brand carried by the major beauty specialty retailer Ulta.com. Kim has received numerous awards, including the Barack Obama and Joe Biden Lifetime Achievement Award for Community Service, the Houston Business Journal's 40 Under 40, the Innovation Map Awards Top Founder Under 40, the American Business Journal's Most Influential Young Executives, and one of the 30 Black Stars by Face to Face Africa. Oh my gosh, we have a luminary on the show today. Let's bring her in and celebrate the one and only Kim Roxy!
I'm here.
Yay. She's here, folks. Woohoo. I am so happy. Are you in your hometown today?
I am in my hometown today. I am in my hometown today, which is, it feels good.
Yeah.
To be home. And it feels so good to be on here with you, Andy.
Oh.
And I love the fact that you were advertising Scroobius. I love the folks over there. So yes.
I love the fact, folks, get this. Kim is so beloved by her hometown that the city of Houston formally named June 23rd as Kim Roxy Day in her honor. What? How did that happen?
Yes, they did. that happened because at the time it was Mayor Anise Parker and female mayor doing some great things here. But I had nothing to do with it. It was the community that did it and came together. I was totally surprised, totally blown away. And they said it was because of my contributions to the community.
There you go.
And you know what? For that, I'm grateful. And I remember my sister saying to me, how did you get your own day? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't even make it happen. Somebody else made it happen.
I love it. You know, what the universe provides sometimes, because that's a real lift. You know, when you've been giving out and putting out and all of this, and sometimes out of the blue, someone acknowledges you and says, we see you.
Yeah. That part. And that's, you know, why I'm in beauty. It's because I want people to know I see them. Like we see them, they're seen. And so you're so right about that.
And that reminds me, what does Lamique stand for? Because
so Lamique, okay, so can I be honest? Can we be honest here?
Yes, total, candid, okay. Real stories here.
Okay, and delicious, because I know I got to get real, all of that, okay? And I'll tell you that originally when I came up with Lamique, it was Kim spelled backwards. Okay.
Yep. Still seeing it.
That was the original. And it was the La from my middle name. All of my sisters, our middle name starts with La something, right? And so, and my mom did that. And my mom is Loretta. And so I was like, okay, I put that La together, Lamique. So I had this in my head, but nobody asked me what Lamique stood for. So finally, when someone asks me what Lamique stands for, I'm in a meeting and I'm like, in that moment, they said, what does Lamique stand for? And I go, love and makeup and kindness. And literally in that moment, I came up with it. No whiteboard, no coaching. I'm talking about in that moment. And I was like, good.
Love and makeup and kindness.
Like God gave it to me in that moment, because love and kindness is your true makeup, because beauty is revealed and not applied.
Okay, everybody. That's an Andylicious moment, 100%, because I mean, it does. Makeup reveals your beauty. Absolutely. Love and makeup and kindness.
And what you're made of reveals your beauty. You were talking about earlier in your introduction around revealing, and it's about what you're made of that reveals your beauty. And all we're trying to be is, I created the makeup to be a reminder of what you're made of. If you're made up of whatever those talents, those gifts, your personality, whatever it is you have, the makeup is just here, love and makeup and kindness, Lameke. I want you to actually look at the Lameke product and it just be a reminder of what you're made of.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're getting the gems already from Kim Roxy today. Folks, tuning in live, be sure to, let me just bring up the banners here. Amplify your brand, share your business name, one-liner, and website URL in the comments. We will showcase and celebrate your wonderful work in the world. And be sure to pop questions too. I mean, Kim is a seasoned founder now, and businesses, come on, we are here to help you. All right. So any questions are always welcome, live or via the replay. So happy to see you here today, Brent, from Ottawa, Canada, diverse person and loyal fan. Yes, yay. Yes, yes. And hey, Ruth, my community manager here at Startup Life Live Show. Where would I be without you? Woo, sending you hugs to Nairobi. And LinkedIn user, sometimes StreamYard doesn't capture LinkedIn when we're live, so I am missing your presentation due to teaching a class. I would love to connect. Well, I have all the connections in this show notes, so be sure to reach out in that way. Okay, folks, let's get down to the real deal, because, you know, I love to dive in, and Kim has so much going on. There's so much to celebrate, but let's start at the beginning, Kim. You know, what called you at the tender age of 21 to take $500 and say, I'm going to go and open up a store, a retail store, for crying out loud? How did that work? What was that like? Tell us everything.
Exactly. And I was just sitting up here just sharing this because I want everybody to see what's going on. I was at a crossroads. My back was up against the wall. I needed a job after college. And the only thing I had done while I was in school was work at a makeup counter. That's how I helped to pay my rent, bought my car. Helped pay for my books. I mean, you know, all this stuff. And my tuition was through working at this makeup counter. And I had never worked on anybody's face before. So this was my first job. First job ever been at, you know, for 2 years. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I started when I was a sophomore in college, and I worked a job, but I fell in love with making women feel good about themselves. Fell in love. Became the top sales producer at this makeup counter and felt at home, felt right. And so then when I got ready to graduate, though, surely working at this makeup counter is not like a career, right?
That wasn't how you saw yourself.
This is not a career. I mean, and I can't tell my parents that I'm graduating from college that now I'm just going to work at a makeup counter. I mean, that just wasn't, you know what I mean? That college degree seemed like it earned me. But I had no job lined up because I didn't have any fancy internships because I had always worked there in my spare time, the summertime, everything. And so when I was sending off my resume, but my professor said, so what kind of job offers are you getting? This is me looking around and
crickets.
It was as quiet as it was just a second ago. Okay. And so I end up talking to my manager. I'm like, basically distraught, almost in tears. I was having anxiety on breaking down to my parents that I didn't have a job ready.
Yeah.
And she said, what are you talking about? She said, you should go open up your own makeup. She's like, you sell more makeup. You the way you love to work on these ladies, you know how to do makeup now. You need to go. And in that moment, I said, I could go open up a makeup studio. And so that's what I did. I started saving up my money. My mom gave me $500 and I took a lease out in the mall. As soon as I graduated from college and made myself a job and opened up my own makeup studio. And that's just what got me started.
Yeah. And I'm sure people were lining up because look how wonderful you are. You do what Maya Angelou says is so key. You know, you might make them look good and you might get them off and running, but how you make them feel is priceless and it's forever.
It's forever. And I'll tell you, initially, just like your beauty sometimes, people didn't see the beauty when I first opened up. So I opened up and nobody was coming in. And I was like, okay, I can't. I had the first day, within the first 2 hours, I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to pay next month's rent if I don't have anybody to do. So I went walking to the food court.
Oh my gosh.
And took customers all the way from the food court, walked them all the way down to my store, talked to them the whole time. By the time we got to my store, because my store was so far from the food court, that we've become best friends on that walk. So by the time we get to that store, we've invested so much into friendship that they're gonna get something done. They're gonna let me do their makeup. They're gonna get something, right? Like, they're gonna get something done. And so that's what happened. That's how I built my clientele. So when I opened up, everybody was not running to me at all. It literally was me walking down to the food court, walking people back, building relationships. And that's how I built my clientele for my students.
Oh my gosh, everybody. Let's give a round of applause to Kim on that. You know, it's really that idea, I'll build it and they will come. No. And the fact that you got out there and started to build those relationships. And folks, this is what you're doing every day online with your digital marketing, as well as you're out networking, going to online events, whatever it takes. Build those relationships, because people will now go, well, I want to know and I want to buy. And they love to buy from people they know, they trust, they love, they feel like they've got some investment in it. And as you said, they're going to be in it for something.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be in it for something. And that's why it's important also to be vulnerable.
Right.
Like, you know, people can relate and that resonates with people, and you pull them in another way. You get an emotional connection. And emotions makes a person spin, to be honest. Like, emotions makes a person make a motion to do something. And I think that, you know, that's just something that I learned. And so when, you know, I progressed in that studio, I realized that now this business was there to bring the beauty out of me just as much as I was there to bring the beauty out of my customers.
Absolutely. Emotion creates motion. I also want to acknowledge the person who said, I see you. You love putting makeup on. You love helping people reveal. Yes. You love doing this. Yes. Go, you've already figured it out. Go start a store. Folks, you will always win when someone believes in you. Coaching's lovely. Oh. Teaching's delicious. But when they believe in you, you kind of go, ooh, that's a drop I can really put to work. And so I just want to just do a little, you know, yay and a clapper to that person, because
shout out to Tina. My name is Tina.
Oh, Tina, you know, you jumped into Kim's life and made a change. And folks, just think about that as you walk about your day, right? You might say something to a perfect stranger or give some advice to a friend. You have no idea what that ripple effect is, or just how you show up on digital marketing, on online, right? And Kim, you do this brilliantly. You just share a gorgeous glow out into the world. We can all do that. You don't have to be an extrovert. You can be an introvert and still add something to someone's sales. Yeah. So LinkedIn user, you got to share your name. Would you do that for me in the comments? She's saying, love it. Inspiring.
Yay!
And folks, look who's swinging by. It's the wonderful Mia Voss. And she says, hi, ladies. I love Kim's energy. And
hey, Mia.
And folks know that whenever Mia comes by, what do? That's right. Got to plug Shit We Don't Talk About podcast with Mia Voss. She is talking about the hard topics. Oh my gosh. Go check her out. Love amplifying that podcast. So Kim, did you have role models growing up? Were you, was there any entrepreneurship, or was everybody expecting you get that 4-year degree and then you go work for a company?
So I had lovely role models growing up. The first role model I'll acknowledge in elementary school was someone that a lot of people know now. She is Grammy awarded, a fabulous person, and has helped so many people. But to me, as a little girl, she was Miss Adams, and that's Yolanda Adams, gospel award winning singer,
oh my gosh.
And an actress. But she was just Miss Adams to me. She was my third grade teacher. I remember writing in my little scrapbook in elementary that she was like my person, my icon, who I wanted to become. And back then she was a school teacher and she would sing at our school programs. And I just remember hearing her voice and just thinking, oh my gosh, she's so cool. She's so beautiful. She's so nice. Oh my goodness. I want to be her when I grow up. And not knowing that years later, 20 years later, she would be a customer client, you know, of mine, and that foundational place, beautiful role model. And then I want to give a shout out. I have to give a shout out to my piano teacher growing up. This woman, Miss, at the time she was Carolyn Garland, now she's Carolyn Davis. She raised the bar for me to know what I needed to become. I remember going, my dad put me in piano lessons because my dad was a minister, he still is, Baptist minister. And he put me in piano lessons so I could learn how to play the piano so I could play for him at church, okay? I know what he was doing. So at 7 years old, I started piano lessons. But I'll tell you, when I was in those piano lessons, she started to have these recitals where you would go to recital at the end of the year and whoever was the star student, got the most stars, study, you know, practice, you would get this crown and you would get the acknowledgement as a star student and perfect attendance and all of that kind of stuff. You know, the first year I didn't get anything. And I didn't like the feeling of not being acknowledged and not getting anything. And I remember telling my parents, I'm going to study. I'm going to be a star student. And I remember going back. And the next year, I got up a little further and then I got acknowledged. But then that following year, I got the crown and the sash for being the star student. And it felt like everything in me changed. She raised the bar for my work ethic, for the way that I went after things, the way that I practiced. When you play the piano, you play things over and over and over again until you get it. You get it, right? You know, and so shout out to my piano teacher. And me and her reconnected recently. And now I just put my 7-year-old daughter in piano lessons with her. Because it builds so much in you. And as a girl growing up, I always worked hard and went after those things and it, that drive inside of me. So yeah, shout out.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. And I'm definitely having an Andy-licious moment right now. Here's why. I mean, raise the bar, founders. You have to do this every day. You've got to fail a little every day and figure out how you can do things better and be a better leader, be a better innovator, all the things that you have to figure out. But do it by working hard at it and finding a way to get the advice you need, whether it's here on the show or you shoot Kim a message and say, Kim, I need a piece of advice, or you should someone ask for help.
Yes.
And sit there and say, how can I do this better? But also, I love your piano teacher for raising the bar and you seeing that. Instead of giving up and I'll never get the crown or the sash, you said, no. I want to be acknowledged. What do I have to do for that? Bravo. And then, of course, that just shows why you're a great founder today, because you were driven to say, you know what? I have expectations of myself in life and I want to do better. Yes. So had your wonderful store in the mall, and I'm just going to assume, Kim, but you can tell me yes or no, that you built up a wonderful following. People loved you. You were given, you know, a day in Houston with the Kim Roxy Day. What happened when you decided, wait a minute, I want to take this to the world? And nationally, I really see that this is a global brand that you're creating with clean, pure cosmetics, cultural women. Talk a little bit about, when did that happen to you? Was it something that percolated over the years? And then one day, because a lot of makeup artists, you know, they'll have their branded mascara, pencil, lipsticks, foundation, but they don't go on scale the business like you do. They don't go and create an e-commerce store and take off. And the next thing, we'll talk about it a little while, home shopping network. What happened? What compelled you to make this step?
It was the bar being raised. So I personally hadn't seen or know anyone personally who had scaled a business before. I had seen beauty shop owners, hair stylists, who, you know, that kind of thing. I knew people that own like car washes. Like I knew certain things. I never knew people that owned a barbershop, but I didn't know anyone who had a product all across the country, you know, all across the world, that kind of thing. So for me, when I had that store and I ended up having a freestanding store, all of that stuff, I was like, that was as much as I had saw. And then in 2017, I went to a conference and with nothing but executive women. And it was a conference where multicultural women were centered, were the dominant woman in the audience, but it had all women there. But they were all executives, C-suite executives. And some of them were entrepreneurs, and they did a pitch competition. And it was called Odyssey Media. And they partnered with Coca-Cola, and they did this pitch competition for women business owners. And I applied for it, got in, made the finals, go out to this big conference out in Florida at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, all of this stuff. And I'm doing my first pitch competition. And the energy in the room from all of that expertise and brilliance of people who are running scaled businesses, it got in my head, Andy. It got in my space. It invaded me. And then after it invaded me, Andy, it disrupted me. And it disrupted my thinking. It disrupted my, oh, I got my store. I'm living, you know, I'm fine. It disrupted everything. And then you know what happened next? It erupted. And I could not go back to business as usual anymore. I had to make a change. So I closed my successful hometown, everybody knows our name, makeup studio, and went out to Austin, Texas to learn how to build an e-commerce first beauty brand.
Beautiful. It's like the piano lessons all over again. You went to that conference with leaders, female representation, okay? Leaders in their industry who knew what they were doing, and they were there to up their game and level up and get their businesses out there more and share their expertise. And you just took it in, and the vision popped inside you, and you could no longer play it safe with your wonderful store after 14 years. It's easy. And there's nothing wrong, folks. If you've been very happy with your retail store for you, that's great. But when you get that vision put into your brain, you cannot think, and in your heart, you cannot think of anything else. And that's what happened to you. Because as someone who had a consumer product business, this is not easy to do, although it's my favorite. Everyone who listens to the show knows how much I love consumer products because there's so much involved. Yeah. So you got back home and you said, okay, I have a new vision and mission. I got to put a say no to that. Because a lot of times, folks, you know, you've been in love before. You got to say no so the good can come in. Same thing with work or any dreams in your life. You got to say thank you, no. And this is where I'm going to say yes to. Where did you begin? Because when you're doing a consumer product, you have to take care of packaging. You've got a source and you clearly decided you wanted clean. So you then you had to figure out, where am I going to get the vegan? Where am I going to get the clean products? And then you've got to do it, pull it together and create the share. I'm just like, I'm an on wonder and I love it all.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you start to, you go out seeking and then some things are attracted. And so, you know, for me, I felt like God was pushing me to more, and I had to go become almost like a student instead of being the leader. Right. You know, it was almost like that. So I went out to Austin. That's where tech was happening here close to me in Houston. Mm-hmm. And they're a big consumer packaging goods type of city. And so I went out there. I got accepted into an accelerator out there. And that's where I began that work of figuring out how to create this e-commerce business. At the same time, I had a chemist who introduced me to another chemist who had just opened up a manufacturing facility in Houston, and he had retired from Estee Lauder. And me and him just created a bond, and we started creating products. And this type of partnership showed up in so many different ways. I had a friend that was a graphic designer. I talked to her about packaging. She said, let's work on it. We started working on it. To be honest, everything was right around me when I really opened up my eyes. And I think that's the part that we, Andy, come on, you know it.
Yes.
It's just like when we start to open up and when we let go, I'm telling you, I had to let go of my ego. I had to let go of, oh, you know, I could just do this, do it this way. I had to go do the hard thing, go back to the bottom.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And get there. And I tell you, what was uncovered, what was revealed, what was discovered was amazing. And so after being in accelerators and incubators for 2 years, I was ready to launch Lamique, the beauty product, Lamique 2.0, in March of 2020. And I literally launched with the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because of the business I built and got prepared to launch, it was literally a COVID ready business. It was like literally a
exactly
proof business ready to, like, let's go. Like, almost as if I knew it was coming, but because for me, I was following my faith, I was ready for what was to come.
Oh my gosh, there's so much here. And I agree with Mia. We're at Entrepreneurship Church today. Mia Voss says, I feel like I'm at the Church of Kim Roxy and I'm here for it. That's so true. I mean, your comment, I'll be living with this for a long time. Everything opened up around me when I opened up my eyes. You know, it was there ready. And also, Kim, you're so creative. And so to go deeper, as I talked about at the beginning of the show, right? What you discover and uncover about yourself, your capabilities, but also your full expression. It's so important that you got to do this. You had so much more to bring to the world. And folks, 2 years doing accelerators and getting the kind of mentorship Kim needed, brilliant advice. You just do not have to go this journey alone. There's so many opportunities out there. Most accelerator programs you apply, you get in, they're covered. You don't have
to. I was just about to say that part because I'm also from a place where I did not have extra money to dove out. So anything I'm talking about here, to be honest, contextually, I want people to know it is attainable because none of this was up. It was time cost, which also is expensive.
Yeah.
And everybody has to, you know, doesn't always have that. But all it cost me was time in this situation. And, you know, some you can do your side hustle. You can have different things going on while you're going and doing this. But yes, I do want to bring that up, that I did not have to pay for these opportunities. And that's something that as a founder for me, I didn't have the funding to
bail out. And Chantel, this is such a great question. Isn't this very expensive to start with a chemist?
It's all about relationships.
Nice.
So it would have been expensive for a chemist if I just Googled, you know, chemist and just meet somebody off the street, right? But I remember going to a makeup show in New York. I went by faith. I felt led. Now, look, if you're going to follow me, you got to have some faith. I'm going to tell you that already.
So anybody can have faith in a founder, period.
Exactly. Right.
And listen to the prompts and you listen to the prompt.
That's what I'm saying. So I went and I went to go and I met this guy who had just retired. He had time on his hands and he started helping me. And then he ended up getting ill. And I was thinking, oh, it's a wrap for me. Nobody's going to, you know, like he was retired. He's going to help me. To Chantel's point, I can't afford it. Like just to play around with chemists. But he had a relationship with another chemist and he said, no, I'm going to help you. And then this chemist was in my hometown and he said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to take you to him. He's going to take care of you. And when he said he's going to take care of you, I had enough faith to believe he's going to take care of me.
And absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yeah. Congratulations.
So you get net, when you have those kind of relationships, you can get net 60 days, net 90 days to pay these people.
Absolutely. You can work out terms. You know, when you're leading with your mission and your vision, you're going to, with prosperity and abundance at the forefront as well, people will come to your aid. Look for the helpers, right? This Mr. Rogers says, they want to help. And folks, let them help, because the greatest gift you can give someone is the ability to help you on your journey. It fills their heart with so much, so many good feelings. And you know that because you love helping. Yeah, folks who are listening and watching, you love helping too. But Chantel, Kim had to start with a good chemist, because in creating the finest product for her customers, she had to work with someone who was going to meet your standards, right, Kim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Andy, I'm sorry. You hit a punchline there. You said, let people help.
Yeah.
You know, people want to help. And we don't know. I've seen so many times that people have like dismissed help. Like people want to help. And it's almost like, no, you know, truly these people are not trying to help me, you know, or just moving out the way, or somebody's telling you and you're not listening to the words they're using. They're saying things like, call me next week, I'll da da, but you didn't call them next week. You went and did something else. Or a person is saying, oh, I'll introduce you, but you didn't follow up to find out when the introduction was going to happen. Or a person say, you know, I just retired, let me know what you want to work on, and calling and taking advantage of that time instead of just going, oh, the people want to help. And I just have to, I'm sorry, I just had to double down on that, because what you just did is freed a lot of people to get help. Yeah. And I didn't even realize a part of my story until this morning when I was talking to, and this is all, this thread is all going together now. I was talking to some friends on the phone that we're right now, we're kind of talking to each other each morning to help each other get ready for the day. Because contrary to popular belief, sometimes I don't wake up with a whole bunch of energy to go do the thing. I need, you know, your girl needs some oil. I need to get this engine running. And so this morning I was on a conversation and I was admiring and giving admiration to my friend girls on the phone, saying how much, telling each of them how much they helped me. And I share with them specifically how they've helped me. I said, you did this for me, and you don't know that was such a lifesaver. I told this one, you did this for me, and I shared. And now that I'm having this conversation with you, I'm saying, I let them help me. And that's just, it's just taken my business and it's helped me personally to a whole nother level.
It is so important, Kim. When we ask for help, you know, the block that prevents people from that is the shame they feel from not knowing. And that shame is some indoctrination you had, you know, somewhere down the line. There is no shame in any of your journey when it comes of life to ask for help, but especially as a founder. Mm-hmm. You need all the wind in your sails. You need those doors open for you. So when you ask for help, you're not supposed to know. Everybody knows. Of course, you don't know. I mean, I had this very seasoned founder talked about on the show that talked about how she would get off calls or presentations and Google, what the hell did they just say? Because I have no idea what that is. But sometimes you have to go, what's LTV? What's CAC? What is this? What are we talking about? Help me out here. What's that formula? Whatever it is, because you're going to pay it forward, right, Kim? As a founder, you're going to see another founder someday and go, oh, I remember when I didn't know nothing. And Pamela, a few weeks ago, the one with the wigs for women who of color, she said, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that story and how you have that wonderful group that support each other and make that happen. So I'm going to get down into some nitty gritty facts here, because, you know, I love to go into the numbers. And when you have a product, you don't just have to launch this product. You have to come up with what's called the margins, because especially, I mean, yes, direct to consumer is lovely, but someday you might get picked up by a big box store or Nordstrom's or who knows what. You want to be prepared for your product to deliver some great profitable and sustainable revenue for you. How did you figure out how to price? What are your margins? What did you learn about inventory manufacturing and how those numbers change as you scale the volume.
Yeah. So when you think about it, you think about not just where you are in the moment. So when you think about your manufacturing costs and how you're going to come up with your retail price, or don't just think about, for me, I was like, I can't just think about where I am right now. So right now, you know, or at a certain time, I might order 1,000 products, right? But what about when I, you know, but what about when you get to ordering 10,000 or 50,000 or whatever those numbers are, 100,000? Those numbers are going to come down and it's going to help your margin become bigger, larger, and wider. But something that I think about is, even at the level I'm at now, I have to have enough margin to where I can sell to a third-party retailer. We're on Ulta.com. We're on JCPenney.com. We're on 13loom.com. We're on HSN, which is my dream, to be on HSN. Yeah. Baby, when I tell you, I love, because it reminds me of being in my store.
Yes.
But now it's just scaled to, HSN goes to 96 million homes annually. So like, you know, it's just a scaled version. But of me talking to that person right there, I mean, I'm literally, you know, thinking about Andy without seeing Andy, but I'm looking, when I look through that camera, on HSN, I got Andy on my mind. Oh, Andy's watching. And I'm talking directly to her. Right. And so when you're doing that, though, you want to think about those margins that you still can make some profit while they get a percentage as well.
That's right.
Well, Andy talked about direct to consumer and where you're getting all the profit margin because you're no middleman, nobody in between. You might do an affiliate program and where somebody might get something, or an influencer, or that kind of thing. But you have to have enough margin to be able to put in that operational cost, to put in the actual cost of goods. But then also you need some buffer in there for you to be able to sell to another retailer and still be able to make some margin.
That's right. And your advice, brilliant, when you said, think about where you're going to be as you start pulling together the pricing, understanding your manufacturing costs, understanding, you know, the waste and the floor cost, understanding labor, all the things, shipping, all the things that have to happen to get your product to your consumer, ooh, you know, built in.
You got me there, because when you said shipping, you triggered me. I'm sorry. It just went. Whoop,
what happened? What bubbled up?
Well, this is something that people don't do early enough, that we don't do early enough. And I learned because I ended up meeting someone who retired from the post office after 20 years and opened up her own fulfillment in 3PL, third party logistics center, who ships all of our products now. Shout out to Ship Black. Tiffany is the owner. She talks about how folks need to meet with her before they even create the product.
Why?
Because a lot of times we pick the wrong packaging. We pick, it's too heavy, or it's a dimension that is not applicable to boxes. You know, you come out with something and then, you know, the way it ships. And if you would have just maybe made the product where it was just an ounce lighter, then now your flat rate could go to this. Like, you need to see her at the beginning. You don't make the product and then go to the ship and then go, how much does this ship for?
Right. No. And the reason this is so brilliant, folks, is that if you're really going to be scaling, you got to know what that looks like on a pallet. When the big 18-wheeler pulls up to the manufacturing site and they're forklifting your product out of the pallet. I mean, that's the vision. So you have to be with Tiffany when you're going, okay, well, I really would love to do a triangle-shaped box and I'd really like to do it. And Tiffany's like, slow down. That's not going to fit into the big shipping boxes on the pallets real well. It looks great, and I love that for you, but no. Yeah, that can sit in Nordstrom's on the shelf, but you've got to have something. Oh my gosh, I am just like Oh, the Andealicious advice coming out today from Kim Roxy from Lamique Beauty is just blowing my mind. And can we just bring up another Kim here, Kim Adams? She says, Kim Roxy is the hashtag truth when it comes to supporting other women-owned businesses. She is amazing.
Hey, Kim. Kim is amazing, actually. Yeah, you know, it takes one to know one. And you notice that we're mirrors to each other.
Right. Oh, thank you for sharing the love, Kim. We love seeing that. Those wonderful testimonials coming in. And here, let me just put this up. I needed to do a better job at this. Here you go, Chantel. It's Lamique. Okay. L-A-M-I-K Beauty. I'll do also a quick screen share so everybody can see the website. If you don't mind, Kim, I'm just going to do that real quickly here. The visual is so important, right?
Yes.
So let's just bring that up here. Oh, let me get rid of that. There we go. Everybody can see this. I'll put it into full screen here. And we'll just do a little showing off of this beautiful, beautiful website and all the places, all the products. You can view all the products here and everything you need. Right there. The Lamique revelation. Oh my God. It's just so many beautiful things.
That Lamique revelation brow duo will change your life. I don't leave home without it. So I will say, Andy, I have a form of alopecia, actually three forms of alopecia. And I experienced hair loss on my scalp and in my eyebrows. And so that revelation brow duo is what I use to fill in my brows. And it's basically a brow powder. This is the brow powder. It comes in soft black, dark brown, blonde, auburn, and medium brown. I'm using the soft black on my eyebrows today.
Yep, gorgeous.
Then I use this cream texture. It's called Significance. It's a nice little cream texture.
I love that. Listeners, right now, Kim is sharing right in the big screen here how she's putting it on her eyebrows and how beautiful her eyebrows look.
Yeah. And then it also, you know, it's a great concealer too.
It's
kind of concealed there. But I put it underneath my eyebrows here to highlight it. And I do it all with my Lamique brow brush.
And so you don't need I see those on TikTok where they have a template that you fill in.
No, just follow your brows. Even though I don't even have hairs on the end, I know where they would go. So all I do is literally just go right on top of that with my brow powder and fill it right in. Yes. Get yours is all I can say. If you have blonde hair, get the blonde. And then
if you're old like me, you know, the hair's just disappearing or turning gray. You know, you really need the brows more than anything.
Your brows frame 75% of your face.
And I had no idea about this until I had to go to some photo shoot and someone filled in. Actually, they went and dyed my brows and I was like, oh, and I had a panic attack. And then I was like, well, dang, that really helped. I had no idea.
Yeah. You're like, wait, okay.
and to get back to the whole product scene and scaling and all of that, I also want to celebrate you're getting on the Home Shopping Network, HSN. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's a really big deal. And, you know, and it can also go sideways if you're not prepared. It can go sideways because you've built up a ton of inventory, because I'm sure you can tell us some of the inside scoop, but I know from other folks that, you know, inventory buildup has to happen, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Talk about your experience, please.
So we just launched December 28th, so not even a month yet. And I dreamed of being on television selling my products. I dreamed of having infomercials and being on HSN, QVC. Like that was it. And they had something called the Big Find, where you audition and they were looking for indie brands selling different things. And so I applied for it. And let me say this, always apply. Let people tell you no, right? And so I applied for it and I did my little video sitting right here actually and did it on my phone and sent it in and with my application. And I got a call back and then I made it to what you call the finals. And then I got the big ticket. And when I was in my audition, I took off my eyebrow and I showed him and I did my brows and everything. And some of the hosts were on there and the producers. And they said, Kim, you are a unicorn. You just did your eyebrows and talked through the whole thing and kept us captivated at the same time.
Kim Roxy is a unicorn. You heard it here, folks.
And I said, I am, right? Like, I'm not even going to deny it. I am, actually. And then it took a year, a whole year for us to get on there. We had different launch dates. We did not make them because you have to do so much testing and quality assurance. And this takes 21 days. This takes 30 days. Then you get an answer over here. It is a lot happens behind the scenes that you don't just show up to the camera. You don't just show up at HSN campus, the lovely campus they have in St. Petersburg, Florida, and just show up and go, okay, I'm ready to get on. No. There is training you have to go through, and then you have to get sort of certified in that training or approved for that training. You have so many different things that go into it. And I had 3 false starts. And I call them false starts because I
had... And what's a false start?
3 different air dates. 3 different dates I was supposed to be on air. 3 different dates I was supposed to launch. And we didn't launch because of different circumstances. And...
Founder journey, folks, right there. Startup life, 100%.
So because I don't want anybody to get confused and think, oh, I had, you know, oh, you know, she just, you know,
everything. She applied and then she was on.
Hell no. I literally had 3 different dates. And finally, I thought after I couldn't make that 3rd date, they're going to cancel my purchase order. They're going to cancel me. I was like, they're not going to work with me. They're going to be like, you're not ready. You know, they're going to cancel. And I had to send that hard email. Anybody ever have to send a hard email? One of those, you know what I mean? I don't have it or whatever it is, right?
We're not going to meet your expectation right now.
That part. And I had to send that hard email and I literally hit send and you know how you don't even want to see the response. You're like this, you're opening up your email. Like, what does it say? And I opened up my email and they said, okay, we'll go to the such and such date. All right, your new date is 12/29. And that gave me more time and I could get ready. But when I saw the date,
that's between Christmas and New Year's.
But it's my mom's birthday. And my mom, who's my angel, who passed away from metastatic breast cancer, who gave me the $500 to start that studio. That was her birthday. And I knew in that moment, even though I had more time, I still, the problems and the challenges were still there. But when I saw that date, I said, it's going to happen. Come hell or high water. But it's going to happen.
That is divine timing. And folks, sometimes we can be pushing and pushing and pushing. And we keep getting that stop sign or things keep happening. And you're like, this never happens to me, but now it's happening to you. Sometimes you have to get Kim's faith going, right? You know, have the trust in the fact that it wasn't meant to happen until it happened. Yes. Oh my gosh. And your mom's birthday. What a beautiful sign. Oh,
it was gorgeous. And the fact that if I would have launched anytime before then, I would have never made it in studio because the studios were closed from COVID. They opened up the studios like in October. So if I would have had those other dates, I would have been on Skype doing it. And it just wouldn't have been the same as being in the
studio. So you got to be, okay, folks, for those who are watching live, I just want you to check out, look at that gorgeous suit she's wearing. And for those listening, it's this beautiful, light, bright Tiffany blue. I mean, my gosh, stunning, gorgeous. And you got to go into the studio with the studio lights, the studio cameras, everything, Kim.
Everything, and to launch the product with a 25-year veteran on HSN, the host Marlo Smith. She is like the soup, you know, like the Beyonce of, you know, HSN. And I got to launch with her, and she called me on the phone on my way there to my call time to be there for the show. And she started screaming, oh my goodness. And I was like, oh my God, what is she about to say? She said, I love this brow duo. It's better than anything I ever use. And she just went in talking about how much she loved it. And I got there and we had such amazing energy. And guess what?
What?
Guess when her birthday is? 12/29. Her birthday was my mom's birthday. So we ended up filming. The date ended up getting, date ended up going ahead of time. We ended up filming on 12/28. We ended up having our show on 12/28. But her birthday was 12/29 too, as my mom's birthday. And the love she showed me on air was love that my mom would have, you know what I mean? That same kind of
love. She channeled your mom. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and you talk about amazing launch. The producers were like, oh my goodness, this was so good. And then I immediately got an email from my buyers and said, this was so successful. You surpassed the sales goal we had for you. 136% achievement rate. And we got back, and we go back February 9th for two shows on February 9th. And I'm so excited to be doing this and to be on this platform and to be sharing and making, going back to my roots of just making women feel good about themselves.
Oh no, this is, you are uniquely ideal and qualified to do this because your passion and joy-filled purpose comes through and you're there, you know, doing this and doing that. And you know that on the other side of that lens right there,
there's
someone that you're talking to. It's going to be hundreds and millions of someones, but for you, that person feels it. She's talking to me.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want to buy from you? It's a great, great product. And they want to buy from you. And oh my gosh, look who it is. It's Ruby Sunshine Taylor. This is so powerful, Kim. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ruby.
Ruby has a beautiful business. And it's all about finance and joy and knowing your numbers and creating generational wealth. And she is a phenomenal human and founder. And Kim Adams is sharing the love here. Talk about the SW fiasco that almost diverted your plans again. I don't know what that
means. Yeah, the Southwest fiasco, Southwest Airlines.
Oh, that's right, because Southwest Airlines was going through its challenges then.
My flight was canceled the morning I was supposed to leave to go to Tampa, Florida to do my show. So in a split second, I looked at my husband and I said, I think we're going to have to drive. And we drove 17 hours with my 7-year-old daughter in the backseat from Houston, Texas to Tampa, Florida.
This is what you do, folks. I love that more than anything. Seriously, that makes my heart sing with joy. And Kim goes on to say, you have earned this happiness and success. Absolutely, you have. And Ruth is saying, your faith is such an inspiration, Kim. Thank you for so many. And Ruby, hey, is going on to say, you're very welcome. Keep shining. Thanks so much, Andy. You are dope. Thank you, Ruby Sunshine. And what a wonderful story. And folks, this is like, you know, opportunity is there. All right. Luck and preparedness. And preparedness is, you know, everybody knows luck plus prepare, or opportunity plus preparedness equals luck. You were prepared to do what it takes, and you are not going to miss that lights, camera, and action. Not after three postponements. Mm-mm. Forget Southwest Airlines. You were getting in the car and making it. And folks, sometimes that's what we have to do for our babies. I mean, our businesses.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not ashamed to say, please go to hsn.com or Ulta.com and get your brow duo.
Oh, I'm all over it. The minute I get off the show, I'm jumping on and I'm doing that.
And Blonde was our number one seller. And so for you, Andy, your Blonde and Elegance. Fair skin. The concealer is more fair skin. And then you have the Blonde. So you do the Blonde and Elegance, but yes.
Thank you. I'll take all the concealer I can get. Thank you very much. Before I go into the next question, I just want to do a quick shout out. Yes, it's financialjoyschool.com. We are working hard to close the racial wealth gap for Black youth and families.
Very important.
Celebrating you, Ruby Sunshine. Okay, so, oh my gosh, we're flying through some incredible experiences here with Kim, and you've done a great job sharing, you know, all these wonderful parts and pieces. But I want to know, at this point in time, What does success look like for you? And of course, this is internal sex, external success. And I always want to caution folks, be careful how you're measuring that. Are you using someone else's measuring device or are you using your own? So Kim, talk about what success looks like today versus how you think it might be looking going forward. What is your idea of success?
So my idea of success, number one, is peace of mind. So, you know, I must just kind of say that off the back. I also know that my idea of success is just, it's almost like after you find the places, the hard places, and then you see why it was a hard place and what was to come of it. It's like, that's a success too. I was kicked out of high school when I was 16. I ended up going back to that alternative school that I had to go to and going to the career day and being able to talk to other students who had been kicked out of school and were on probation and in juvenile. And the career day that I went to go speak at the alternative school, nobody had ever went to the alternative school before. They never had a speaker that actually went to the alternative school that was there for career day. That was success for me. Showing up as a student 10 years later, or not even 10, actually it happened 5 years later, because it was right when I opened up my makeup studio, when I went back to that career day, and them just seeing me and saying, okay, so this is somebody who actually sat in the same seat I sat in. This is somebody else who was actually like been on probation. Like, you know, like this is like the same kind of person. And then look at them now. That's success to me. And then success for me looks like, I have on my sweater today, it says Stacy Rise Project. Stacy's Pita Chips has a whole initiative around female founded companies and all of that. And Lameek, they're at the Sundance Film Festival right now. And they did a film and they featured, and then they did this, they have a pop-up activation at Sundance and they featured different female founded businesses. Lameek is there as one of the female founded businesses. We're at Sundance and I'm physically not at Sundance. That's success for me. That's scale to me. Yeah. Starting to be places and people, the awareness, and not even being there anymore. That's success to me. So there's just different points and different parts.
Right.
And, you know, those are the things my daughter, you know, her being healthy and strong, that's success to me. So just those things.
And that's, it's so female, right? It's just that feminine energy.
Yeah.
Understanding that success is multifaceted.
It's so multifaceted.
So here's a little side story. I knew Stacy when she had her pita chip at Quincy Market here in Boston. I was beside her while in watching and cheering while she went and had her first manufacturing site.
Wow.
And how she grew it. I mean, wow. she's a hometown here in Boston. She wrote.
Wow.
And then, you know, selling her business and being able to use the money for good the way she has over the decades. Yeah, that was back when I launched my food product business. So it was in the early 2000s. And what a journey.
Wow.
And it just comes back to your journey, you know, and I know that you're going to have the Kim Roxy version of the Lameek Beauty version of giving back and helping in different categories.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your joyful purpose, your beautiful mission and vision and startup stories and founder journey with us today, Kim. Mia was right. We went to entrepreneurship school and church with you today, and we got an incredible dose of inspiration, and everyone I'm sure is going back to their drawing boards, going back to their intentions for their business and bringing a whole nother level of vibe, and they're going to raise the bar and work harder, et cetera. So I am very, very excited for you, cheering wildly. Any last words before I pop you into the green room?
Andy, keep being you, you know, keep being Andylicious, you know, whatever you do to be you, whether what drink you drink, what book you read, what, you know, meditation you go through, whatever it is, you know, continue to do that. Whatever you know, whatever that is, because you are such a force. And I love that about you. And I just want to acknowledge that. And my, you know, my sort of last words is that, you know, be like Andy, you know, be that person that people can sort of turn to and know that they're going to get some positive energy. They know they're going to get something to help them. And I think that that's just something really important, because we don't realize how powerful that is and how much of a difference it makes. So thank you so much for having me here. Thank you for including me. Thank you for seeing me. And to everyone out there who's watching, know that your no that you might get, the no that you might have to give, is one that is serving like a GPS to your life, that is taking you in the direction that you need to go in. No is not a personal rejection. No is direction. When you have to give a no, you're actually saying yes to something else. So just continue your journey. Love y'all.
Kim, that was so beautiful. You have lightened our hearts today. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm going to pop you in the green room and wrap up. I could go on forever with you, as everyone would know. You're just pure deliciousness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh, everyone. Really, like we are all so inspired and ready. And Ruby, yes, she's saying, yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Kim. Oh my gosh. And Mia's like, this blonde right here needs these products. Absolutely. Kim is absolutely right. You know, share your glow, be out there, be inspirational, but also soak in the inspiration when you need it. Go find those folks who are glowing out there and who can add that deliciousness to your life so you can keep going, especially folks who believe in you. Let me share with you who's coming up next on the Startup Life Live Show. It is Lori Van Dam, and she's the CEO of Hulk Prize, which is an organization that inspires student entrepreneurs to solve the world's biggest challenges through an innovative social enterprises with positive global impact. And through its year-long competition, over 100,000 young people in 120 countries work to create high-impact startups that address the annual challenge in alignment with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And the winning team receives $1 million U.S. dollars in funding to make their idea a reality. Be sure to tune in and hear all the details of this remarkable program. And how do you do that? You join the Startup Life Live meetup group, and that way you get an alert whenever I post a new show and bring a new incredible founder like the Kim Roxy that we had today. So, folks, until next time, please, please, please remember, you are strong enough, you are capable enough, and as we say here in Boston, you are wicked smart enough to bring your business forward, to do what you need to do. As I said at the beginning of the show, the challenges reveal to us who we are. They are a gift of discovery. And you bring so much more to the world because you're facing those challenges and saying yes, and you're raising the bar. So I'm so grateful you tuned in, and I can't wait to see you next time. Until next time, I'm wishing you a delicious day everywhere you glow. Mwahs to all. Cheers.